Stevie Wonder recently released his first box set, a 4-CD collection called At the Close of a Century. He was also a recipient of a 1999 Kennedy Center honor. Music critic Milo Miles has been thinking about Stevie Wonder's place in music history.
Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Men wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who.
Stevie Wonder belongs to a grand tradition of soul giants who can do it all and who have changed the course of pop music. The tradition started with Ray Charles and runs through Sly Stone, Stevie Wonder, and the artist who should be known as Prince. You could live off their music on a desert island for a long time. Yet Stevie Wonder endures an odd disenfranchisement. He was so overpraised in the middle 1970s, he could have built a pipeline from the Grammy Awards onto his mantelpiece. Since then, he's become taken for granted and often associated with his most pathetic material, such as I Just Called to Say I Love You. So much so that his last three albums have been undervalued, and his first box set, called At the Close of a Century, doesn't feel momentous at all. Too bad, really. Motown president Berry Gordy was drawn to Little Stevie Wonder in 1962 because the preteen seemed to be a pure musical being. And though Wonder has rebelled against the company and gone through unproductive periods, Gordy was right about him. If the careers of Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, and even the Temptations represent the disturbing dreams of Motown, Stevie Wonder is its fantasy made flesh. Although it won't replace his series of primo albums from the 1970s, At the Close of a Century tells the Stevie Wonder story clearer and with much better sound than ever before. The best of his juvenilia are frisky, exploding, cultish songs. A pair of 1967 singles marked a turn toward the wonder that Berry Gordy wanted. The tunes are I Was Made to Love Her and the much less well-known I'm Wondering.
Well, don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him?
Unlike Michael Jackson, Wonder responded to growing up on stage by turning outward as a diplomat of racial equality as well as social and international justice. However, he just doesn't get it about feminism, and as a pop philosopher, he has served up heaping platefuls of baloney and moonshine over the years. But this is a child who sat on young Muhammad Ali's lap, a man who jammed with an ecstatic Bob Marley, and a crusader who moved Martin Luther King's birthday onto the calendar. He gets to say some silly stuff if he wants. Wonder cannot perform miracles. If he makes synthesizers, intricate funk, and black anger appealing to a mass audience, he cannot also keep those things dangerous. But he can make them righteous and liberating. He's always been bourgeois. He'll never be just a regular guy. He plays insider and outsider better than any of Gordy's other children do. Stevie Wonder is hit singles and big movie deals, Las Vegas and the Kennedy Center, or as one history of Motown put it, urban cool and solid gold.
Milo Miles is music editor for Rock.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.